Professor of Economics and Vice Chancellor of the University of Ghana, Ernest Aite, has highlighted the need for Africa to understand that structural reforms are not the only situation to its development. He said, although most parts of Africa have experienced about 7% of growth over the past 20 years, it is not shown in the current state of the economies. Professor Aite explained that this is due to lack of influence in the direction of attaining growth changes economically, socially, and politically. He made these remarks at the launch of a book on the economics of Africa over the past 20 decades. Over the past two decades, beg your pardon, the book was authored by four economists and over 100 contributors from across Africa.
The launch is intended to distill on the various messages, key points that African governments will have to look at. So you will find that whether we are discussing fiscal policy or we're discussing exchange rate policy, the question is how has it been done in Africa and what has been the result so far. The result over a 20-year period or 25 years in some cases. The challenge that African governments face is how to ensure that there are enough resources available for providing the skills, and also the challenge of how people make choices.
A contributor to the book, who is also a senior research fellow at the Institute for Social Statistics and Economic Research, Professor Peter Kwarte, hammered on the essence of migration to reducing poverty in Africa. He said migration of learned Africans to the developed economies helps to boost economic growth. This, he indicates, is realized through the investments they engage in with the assistance of local partners, thereby increasing high foreign direct investments.
We need to make the point that yes, migration can lead to poverty reduction. If you look at the brain drain and you know those skilled labor migration, they form over 1% or 2% at the maximum. The majority of Ghanaians are semi-skilled, some are unskilled. Now the question you ask yourself is, if we should bring all of these people into this country, would we be able to contain them? Obviously no. So you know, when people are making the argument that we are having brain drain and therefore you don't say migration leads to poverty reduction, I don't buy that argument.
For his part, the former Vice-Chancellor of the University of Ghana, Professor Akilapa Soya, expressed worry about the shift in focus of discussions on important policy-based issues on the airways to politics of insults. He said the absence of key issues has led to this trend, which the book will partly address.
The people in the media ought to demand more suspects, those who come to their programs and so on, than you do. Let those who are not own and they do what is asked, intelligent questions of suspects, and not be simply going to accept opinion and abuse and then repeat it and repeat it and repeat it. How about the issue? How about the substance? How about the programs?
Professor Akilapa Soya is a former Vice-Chancellor of the University of Ghana.